give yourself too much to do, Brian. Second half.
Yeah, not as simple as that. But ultimately, that's true. You know, we had too much defenders to do and got hammered on the penalty count in the first half. And I suppose it may have evened up in the second half, but we're not as concerned about how even it is. It was, we got hammered on the penalty count in the first half and found ourselves without possession, dropped the ball as well. But then I've got to say, I couldn't be any more proud at the moment. Sometimes you can qualify it more when you lose. We had some adversity before the game. Ryan Hall pulled out the game with an ankle injury. Keith Galloway was playing on fumes. His wife had a baby 2 or 3 days ago and he hasn't slept. He nearly pulled out and put his hand up because we had no more bodies. Antti Mullally is concussed. Mitch Aitchurch is unavailable with his knee. Mitch Garbutt's unavailable with his calf. Danny Maguire's unavailable with his... So we've got some adversity there that we had to overcome even before the game. But we played a very committed and a very strong Huddersfield team that clearly had, you know, the bit between the teeth. They had a lot to play for there.
Was it a game too many, do you feel, at this stage, given that you have achieved your
objective? Well, I don't feel that. I don't sense that at all. You know, you could look at that and put it down to that. I don't think at any stage our fella says, oh, well, listen, it doesn't really matter, we're in Super League next year. Not at any stage of more than that. I think you could be proud and say, they keep going at this. They keep going at this. And I don't, you know, there's no way we sense that at training and sense that in prep for the game. It's hard to play our game, and when there's a perceived not much to play for, it can challenge you. But, you know, we want to finish as strong as we can. But I'll tell you, we've got some busted bodies at the moment. Rob's just come off there with a knee. Keith Galloway, it looks like he snapped his Achilles. We'll just have to check that out. I'm not sure what team we'll field next week, and we're going to play a very, very good lead team. We're up against it.
Jordan Lilly took a knock in the first half as well. Did you take him off?
Busted. He's got some knee issues and head issues. And I've often said this year, you would always want to play young fellas, and it's great that you do, but you want it under better circumstances, a bit more when you're in control of those circumstances. And you know, he's played a lot for us, Jordan, this year, and he busted out of time, made that change.
Everyone will look back to you two playing 12 months ago and what happened then, but Stevie Ward left the field 12 months ago on a stretch, and today he really did lead from the front for you guys, didn't he?
It's great that he's only getting a few games in before the season finishes, but it's great. It's important that he has some memory about the play and what we do, so carrying the ball, making tackles. But, you know, something like Rob, I think Rob Burr has been fantastic this year. We've seen another dimension of Rob, and it's a tough leader version, which has always been there, but because of the quality of the people or calibre of people running the team last year, you probably didn't notice it as much. So people like Rob have really stood up. Jamie Jones Buchanan, he's an immense human being, and he runs on fumes quite often. So, we didn't win today, and it's tough. I know that my team has got integrity, I know they've got honesty, and I know they can ride some tough moments, and that really encourages me for next year. I can't wait for next year to start. The players can. We probably need to put some bodies back together and get some blokes back fit again, but there's something really encouraging signs for all the challenges that's going to happen next year.
There's another big challenge on Thursday, isn't there? Is your biggest challenge getting a team out there to play?
I think that's going to be the big one. Put out, never mind 17, but 13 blokes who are ready to take on a really good lead team, a really good team that have got momentum. And yeah, that in itself, we're up against it, I would say.
Does the fact you've got so many injuries make it difficult for you to maybe pick a team that looks towards next year in terms of personnel and like players you might have blooded or given a game because you probably haven't got the bodies?
Well, as I've been saying for a couple of weeks, there's no experimental phase for us. No. You know, ever since, you know, we won those five games and it was highly likely we were going to stay up after winning four, there was never an experimental phase. Bearing in mind where we are, which we don't want to be in this middle eight, but at the same time we are, it's been a very challenging time. I thought all the teams have really stepped up. You know, you look at the Batleys and Leeds, who have really had a crack at most teams, and Featherstones. It's been a really challenging moment, but there's never been a moment where I thought, let's just try this just in case this works for next year. We've got to win a game next week, and that's our main focus.
A bit frustrating that it's another game this season where you've scored the same number of tries as the opposition.
No, it's not a frustration, but those things happen. People will highlight and look at some goal kicks. there weren't too many easy ones there for Liam to kick. There are hard things to get, and Liam has been through a bit of a story there with goal kicking. You know, to take over Kevin Sinfield, as I was saying earlier in the year, he will always be judged, and the pressure of him kicking goals taken over from Kevin Sinfield probably got to him a little bit. But then he's knocked over some brilliant ones this year, sort of, and got himself in, you know, in a good frame of mind, which is not easy to do. There's a technique to kicking goals, but there's also a mentality towards it as well. And all these experiences for him will be great for his career.
Having been through the eights, the qualifiers now, Brian, you're in a position to give an opinion on it. What do you make of it? Does it need to change, or are you happy with how the format works?
Based on what do you want out of the comp? Because that's what you're going to ask. So my quick reaction would be, well, what do you want out of the comp?
Well, we want a competitive competition, but now Lee have got in, I guess we're going to lose a Super League, an established Super League team.
Well, I've got no dramas with that. I have no dramas with that. That's the franchise. When we first went with franchise, it was all about are you a viable business? Can you run your football team on off the field? And if you can, you can come into Super League, and you've got to add to it. You have to add to it. Then we went through a relegation phase, and then we found that didn't work because there was yo-yo. So, yeah, I have no drama with the Super League team missing out because, by definition, they haven't run their business. That could have been us. That absolutely could have been us. And one of the anomalies that you've probably got to look at is if your team's injured all year, it's a really harsh environment to be amongst. So, that's a difficult question. You know, the question you asked me, am I happy with the format? That's a difficult one to ask because the people who implemented the format, I don't know what they're after. Are they after a competition that produces a quality competition where the game's not based on a pantomime in yardage? Every team's the same. Every team is the same. Every team's like a pantomime coming away from their try line where you throw yourself about willy-nilly trying to invite the referee into the game. And at the end of the year, where referees don't award pantomime penalties, the international team struggles because it's in a cycle of a game where referees don't step in that much. Well, our competition's blighted by people throwing themselves on the floor, all teams do it, to invite the referee into what's known as a bit of a pantomime type rugby league. Does it provide entertainment? Yeah, it does. Does it provide quality? I think that's in question. So, but if it's all about selling Sky dishes and selling bums on seats and getting sponsors, brilliant. Because you've got to say it as it's drama at the top, drama at the bottom. But if you're talking about producing quality teams, I'd ask a question whether we're doing that.